And welcome back to Speak Up Las Cruces with Walt Rubel and Peter Goodman and Kelly Jo Wagner and Sherry Reinhardt from Indivisible. We're going to talk about Indivisible and about the No Kings Rally number 3. I was fascinated. I had lunch yesterday with a very powerful person in the Democratic Party nationally, and he'd never heard of Indivisible.
Oh, my.
He had gone to the No Kings rallies, the first two. But it's interesting because the founders, of course, were obsessed with making sure there were no kings. And here we are a long time afterward with No Kings rallies. How do you feel about what's going on?
That's a loaded question. I'm surprised they didn't know about Indivisible, though, because it's a national organization.
He probably just wasn't paying attention to the name, but he certainly had been to the rallies.
Because they are the spot, in most locations, they are the sponsors of that particular flavor of rally. There's lots of other protests and rallies
going on.
But they are the ones who are, kind of leading the charge on the No Kings.
I guess a lot of other ones going on, but none have caught on like No Kings. I mean,
they've
been amazing.
It's catchy. They've been nicely planned and executed nationally, and they keep growing. In fact, one of the things that I, was thinking about as I was preparing to come on the show here was how much just from No Kings One, where we probably had about 1,500 people come out approximately. We don't have any drones or any way of knowing. Mm-hmm. And, people might come for a half hour, leave.
I just kind of go, wow, you mean here in a lot of people.
Yeah, here in Las Cruces, No Kings One, which was, if you remember, June 14th of last year, which happened to be as Flag Day and happened to be Trump's birthday. And
filled Albert Johnson Park.
Yes, at Albert Johnson Park. And we had approximated about 1,500 people. Then the second one, which was in October 18th of last year, we had more like 2,500 to almost 3,000. So we're hoping that No Kings 3 is going to be our biggest yet.
And both of them had not only a tremendous passion and a lot of neat, interesting signs, but a humor and a quirkiness and a humanness to them.
Well, there is so much that's going on. I mean, we wake up every morning to something new.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think the more that happens, our numbers grow because it starts lighting fires and those people show up and we have power in numbers.
Mm-hmm. And that is reflected in the signs that people make, because people make signs that are very personal to them, right? Whatever they feel or think is the most important, like, issue of the day for them, or just something catchy. And I'm always amazed at the diversity of the signs.
Yes, yes.
The creativity.
The creativity. And I don't know if you remember, we did a Posters of Resistance exhibition at one of the art galleries downtown. No. Did you guys get to?
Didn't get a chance to see that.
It was pretty impressive.
It ran a month. It was at one of the galleries at 221 Main. And we got all volunteers, and we had everyone drop off their posters that were willing to donate a poster.
Oh, neat.
And we artistically arranged thematically the posters in this space. We got this wrought iron fence thing, and we put posters all around that. We tried to make it look really, like, creative and artsy. And we had over 200 people at our opening night reception for that Posters of Resistance. But it was all posters donated and made by folks here in Las Cruces.
I spent a lot of time photographing them.
How would you describe No Kings, the movement? Is it a political movement, or is it just tied to one man? Does the movement live on?
Bigger than one man. So the movement that Indivisible is a peaceful movement, and we will always say that over and over again. It's peaceful. We're not there to agitate. We're not there if someone is going to yell at us. Mm-hmm. We don't yell back. It would cause so much lift into the situation.
I remember at the first one, there was concern that, well, maybe the Proud Boys will be there. Or some, as I was walking in, I saw a friend, and they said, hey, I've heard rumors that this and that is going to happen. And really, it was just this wonderfully... It was almost too festive and happy. I mean, I left thinking that was a good time, but are we supposed to be having a good time here?
I think so.
I think that the upbeatness of it is its power.
Yes, yes.
The fact that we're out there, and yeah, we're angry. People are angry and upset, and rightfully so. But we're out there loving each other and doing it in a loving way. And then when people are hostile and they drive by and we get the occasional flipping of the, you know, at us and stuff. But I would say that by and large, there's a lot less of that and a lot more people honking their horns waving out the window and supporting.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, I have become very emotional at every or the last two rallies.
Right. Yeah, I can see why.
Because you no longer feel alone.
Right.
And that's really important right now, not to feel alone.
I also think for all of us, you know, privately and in groups, maintaining our joy in the difficult conditions right now is critical. Mm-hmm. And I've said this probably more than I should, but there's a Buddhist idea that when people insult you or do bad things to you, they do them. And
Namyo Renge Kyo.
And that's like offering you a chalice of poison that you get to choose whether you drink it or not.
Yeah.
And if you get, you know, yes, resist, yes, write what you need to write, do what you need to do, but inside feel the kind of joy that we do see at these rallies.
Well, nothing hurts a bully more than ignoring them. I've learned that in my own personal life. Sometimes silence and not responding.
I hate it when I bully people and they ignore me.
I mean, I've heard some of our protesters, if somebody screams something, it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
But if someone screams something at them, I've heard some of our protesters say back, we love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, that'll disarm someone, you know?
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, the last words out of Renee Good's mouth was, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it doesn't work.
But we try.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry to bring that up, but how can you even talk about politics today without thinking about Minnesota?
Well, our numbers have, in our different protests that we do, like we do a weekly protest every morning, or every Thursday morning, excuse me, from 7 a.m. to 9:30. And it's what we call the Banner Brigade, and it's over interstates. Well, the numbers for that Banner Brigade have grown after what has happened in Minnesota.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a handful of people, and now they're seeing 40 to 60 people every Thursday morning. And it was because of what happened in Minnesota.
Might be too early to tell, but has the war affected turnout?
I think it's too early.
Yeah.
But I think we'll know on the 28th.
Yeah. But talk about no kings. I mean, that's just one more example.
Right.
Of, you know,
again, it's one of those things we wake up every morning to something new.
Yeah.
But going back to the Minnesota comment, I mean, I think the hardest thing for me was the Renee Nicole Goodman vigil that we had here. And one of the things I love about Las Cruces is there's about 18 that we know of, 18 progressive groups. A lot of them run by younger folks, which is great. But we coalesce together. They come to our Indivisible meetings, a lot of them, not all the time, but they come. They sponsored the vigils, or they put together the vigils, but like some of us help them, like, what do you need?
Yeah.
So we help each other. We're resourceful with each other. We share resources. What can I do to help? But I think for me personally, that vigil really I started crying. I spoke very briefly, just got up and talked from my heart. And it really affected me. And not that I wasn't upset or angry prior to that, but that, like, I don't know, it just did something to me inside. Yeah. I don't know.
Let me ask you an indivisible question. And of course, the term indivisible is what it is, and you don't want to be internally divisive. But I notice you've taken positions, indivisible has taken positions on different issues, state issues, and that kind of thing, like the controversy between trial lawyers and others about doctors and that sort of thing. To what degree is that dangerous for indivisible to do? Because there might be people who passionately share all our views about not having any kings and about what's going on, but don't happen to agree about some of these specific other issues.
Well, Peter, I'm going to say that I would do a slight distinction that indivisible doesn't necessarily always take positions on things, but what we do or try to do is educate people. So at our general meetings, which we have twice a month, or we have our education nights, which you were involved in one of our education nights.
Thank you for your time.
On Christian nationalism. We try to educate people. We try to show both sides. Yes. Do we have Republican people come and speak at our meetings? Generally not, because they're not interested, to be frank.
No, but they'd be welcome.
They would be welcome. We've actually asked them. They don't want to come and speak. But we try to educate people. So we had a panel discussion on the state of health care in New Mexico. That was one of our education nights. And we had you know, they talked from everything about malpractice insurance and not being involved in these, I forget what they're called, but, you know, things that
the were, compact.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. We are one of the few states that don't participate in that.
Right.
So they want to change that so that. But people don't even know what these things are, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real. We can only consume so much and understand so much. So one of the things we do is we just want to educate people. Project Jupiter was another one. The stance we took was we wanted them to postpone the vote. Mm-hmm. We wanted more information. We spent a lot of time getting information from both sides, and we put it out on our social presence and said, here's all the information you need to make an educated decision as an individual. And there are people in Indivisible who are upset with the
fact that we didn't make a stand on Jupiter.
Probably so. Yeah. A lot of passion on that issue. What role does Indivisible play in elections? Will you endorse candidates? Will you support candidates financially?
We do not and cannot support candidates financially.
Legally, you can't do that.
Legally.
Yeah.
We are now a 501c4.
Okay.
So there's additional restrictions. We just got that designation not that long ago. We have candidates come and speak. We will have candidates come and speak. We will allow them to post on our, you know, through our process and mechanism. We will post for them to get on the ballot, from getting on the ballot to whatever. But we don't come out and say, hey, if you're a member of Indivisible, we want you to vote for so-and-so.
Okay.
But we have panels. Again, we educate.
Informative.
And informative. Yeah. And then, you know, people have to make up their own minds.
What's the relationship between Indivisible Southern New Mexico or Indivisible Las Cruces and the national organization? I mean, to what degree?
We follow the lead of the national.
Do you have to? Or is that, I mean, how optional is it? I mean, I know that's a vague question.
That's kind of, yeah.
I see a lot of different organizations from the NAACP to the ACLU, and they have different amounts of autonomy in local groups.
National
is it a relatively loose connection?
To us.
Yeah, but they don't tell you what to do?
No.
Okay.
No, they provide training. They provide organizing support. And they do help us financially through grants. Mm. So we have to apply for the grants. But if they offer a certain thing and we are so inclined to do that, then we can fill out an application and they will supply us some funds. They also we accept donations and then we get them through ActBlue. They pay the credit card charge. So they do offer us those three legs of support. But they don't dictate to us like how often we meet. Yeah. They don't dictate to us like what we topics for education night, nothing like that.
Speaking of how often you meet, I think we ought to tell listeners who might be interested in coming to a meeting. I know there are Sundays every couple of weeks, something, but explain in more detail than I would be able to do because I have been to all of them.
Well, Kelly Jo's on the meet and greet committee, so she's right there in the forefront when people show up to our meetings. They are the second and fourth Sundays of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. And we say 2 to 4. We usually end at 3:30. We try very hard to have a hard stop at 3:30 because people do like to socialize and talk after the meeting.
A lot of good stuff comes out of those times.
And a lot of people who get up and speak, they might want you to sign their petition or they might want you to sign up to help them do something because we allow folks to get up and do community announcements. So, you know, anyone can, you know, we ask them ahead of time, they sign something and, you know, they want to get up and they want to talk about, like Jim Horse wanted to mention that he was going to be on your show, KT, this morning to talk about, you know, separation of church and state and Christian nationalism and all of that. So so it's twice monthly, second and fourth Sundays of the month, 2 to 4 p.m. It's at First Christian Church, which is
on El Paseo.
Is on El Paseo. And I just want to do a shout out to First Christian Church because while we might not be able to cover all the activities and things that Indivisible offers, a lot of the things that we do are done at the church, and they charge us a nominal fee, and their only request is that we clean up after ourselves like good humans.
Yeah, of course.
And we also we ask people to bring donations of food to our meetings, our general meetings twice a month, and then that food goes directly to FCC's the pantry and restocks their food supply.
Yeah, the pantry has done events there too, and they do. It used to be Mesilla Valley Jazz played there, the First Christian Church. You know, I'm not a member, but I think
I think they have a pretty full calendar.
Yes.
Let me ask you about No Kings, getting back to that.
Yeah.
First of all, remind people again when that's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we actually got into it. We dove right into all the good stuff about what it feels
March
like.
March 28th.
Yeah.
From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So what would you say to somebody who's not happy with the way things are going but has never really thought of themselves as a protester?
A lot of people there, like I'm 62 Saturday.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in my life that I've ever protested. And I would say the joy that comes from being around others of like-mindedness really does something for your psyche.
Yeah.
And don't let it scare you. The park is right across from the police department. We've never had an incident. We have watchful eyes. It's just don't let fear stop you. Come for the joy. Come for the joy of being part of a community.
So, yeah. It's at Albert Johnson Park. Again, Kelly Jo already said this, Saturday, March 28th, 10 to 12. We'll be there setting up starting at 9. People come early.
There's music.
There's speakers. Mm-hmm. Kelly Jo and I, what do? Kelly Jo?
We sell swag.
So that's our thing. We started doing that, I forget when, last year, and we became swag partners.
What articles of swag do you actually have?
Well, for the first time this time we've kind of stuck to just Indivisible stuff with our mm-hmm. Indivisible logo on it. T-shirts. We had coffee mugs. We have buttons. We had tote bags.
How about Las Cruces Community radio T-shirts?
Yeah, we got merch.
So somebody was saying that they really wanted some No King stuff. So this time we've incorporated some No Kings T-shirts. So obviously T-shirts, buttons. Yeah. Like I said, in the past we've sold tote bags, coffee mugs. So we try to mix it up and but we will have some No Kings T-shirts this time as well as Indivisible.
And our selling of the swag has become very beneficial to the organization, which you need money to keep going.
And is this coming Sunday the 4th in this month or not? Do you have a meeting this coming Sunday or not till the one after?
Our next meeting is March 22nd.
Okay.
And that's shaping up to be a really powerful meeting. We're doing a lot of stuff that day. Deb Holland is coming to speak one thing in person.
Good.
So people are very excited about that. And then we're having a Pi Day social afterwards.
A few days late for Pi Day.
That's actually Kelly Jo's birthday is on Pi Day.
Pi Day 314.
I didn't know there was a Pi Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how ignorant I am.
We're having a late celebration of Pi Day.
I know there's a Pi Town.
After the meeting. So come for a piece of pie.
Come to the
meeting and stay for the pie.
And then we're also doing a pre-sale of the swag. We like to, do some perks for our membership by letting them be able to buy a T-shirt. Last time when we were selling Indivisible T-shirts, a lot of people bought them so they could wear them to the rally and already have them in their possession, not buy them that day. And then they were wearing them there. So yeah.
Well, I'll try to be there. And the meetings are at 2?
2 o'clock.
And for the benefit of the administration, how much are you paying the protesters if I go out there? How much?
I'm still waiting for my check. I don't think those exist.
Do you have time for a funny story about that?
Sure, we do.
So the protest, it wasn't sponsored by Indivisible, but the protest that was on the plaza, when was that, Kelly Jo? I don't remember.
I've been to so many, it's hard to...
The one where we marched to the federal building. Anyway, yes. it was organized by some of the progressive youngsters in our community. But Kelly Jo and I were there, and we were doing our thing. And afterwards, we went to the Toad for lunch. And we're sitting there, and we can hear the man behind us. And he was talking deliberately, really loudly.
About people being paid.
That they're just a bunch of agitators. And look at those older people. They're on Social Security. They just need the money, and they're getting a paycheck. And we're sitting there and trying not to laugh. And then we got up and held our signs up. So then he realized that we were part of the protest, not just sitting there having lunch. And then it was a hoot and a half.
Let's
though.
Say that they were asked to leave us alone and escorted inside.
So. How did they react? The guys who had been saying that stuff.
They wanted to engage us. Yeah. And when somebody comes at you like that, there is really, I think that it's good to talk with one another, but it was not coming from a good place.
I hear you.
So I forget who it was. Who was it, Kelly Jo? We were with two other people, and somebody said to them, you were talking very loudly, and we sat here very nicely and said nothing to you. And now that we got up and you see that we have signs and you're giving us a hard time, like, how is that okay?
Yeah,
kind of thing. Right. And so, like Kelly just said, they were asked to
leave us alone.
we're coming to the end of our allotted time. What have we not told listeners or you not got elicited from you for listeners that you'd like to say very quickly before the close of the show?
Well, we have a very large social presence, social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just opening it up that join us.
I see it on Facebook. Is it on other platforms too?
Blue Sky and
Instagram.
Okay.
We've been pushing people towards our website because back a couple months ago, we really ramped up the website, and we are now keeping that up to date.
Tell folks the URL or...
Yeah. The website is indivisiblelcm.org, and I encourage people to also join our Facebook. We have over 1,700 people on our Facebook presence. You do have to go through a little bit of a – you answer a couple of questions. We do vet people because we want to make sure people are legit, and then – and then you can see everything that gets posted, all our events, all the good stuff. And
indivisible.lcm?
So a lot of our, like our email address is the same thing. It's indivisiblelcnm. So NM. Las Cruces,
okay.
New Mexico.
Kind
of I'm sorry. Indivisiblelcnm.org is the website. Right. And then our email address is the same. It's indivisiblelcnm@gmail.com.
Great.
So,
well, thank you again, both.
Thank you, both of you,
Kelly Jo Wagner and Shelley Sherry Reinhart. And see you on Sunday the 22nd and on at No Kings the 28th.